It's a little hard to say who's right and wrong as a legal matter because Egypt's operating effectively without a constitutional document. So we can't really question the Supreme Court's legal interpretation. At this point, what we seem to have is a battle over constitutional legitimacy at a very basic level. Is this something that is constitutional legitimacy based on popular election of a parliament and a president, or is it based on the rulings of the court based on its earlier precedents?
The presidency has said that this neither contradicts nor contravenes the ruling by the Constitutional Court. How can that be so?
Well, it's fairly tricky. What happened is the Supreme Constitutional Court ruled that the parliament was illegally elected and therefore was not the legitimate parliament of Egypt, and a new election would have to be held. That didn't mean that the parliament had to be disbanded. What it meant is that anything the parliament did would be legally invalid. The SCAF then issued an order disbanding the parliament, but that was supplementary. Basically, the junta said if the parliament has no legal powers, then it should be disbanded. What Morsi's presidential order does is insist that the parliament should reconvene. That by itself doesn't contradict what the court said. It contradicts what the ruling junta had done.
Morsi swore his oath in front of the Constitutional Court, so doesn't he answer to them?
He answers to the Constitutional Court with respect to legal issues. His argument is that what he has done is not inconsistent with any legal ruling by the court. The court apparently disagrees. It seems to agree with the ruling junta that if the parliament has no legal powers, then it should perforce be dissolved. So this is the nub of the issue right now.